From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of captain's logs.
Log entry from the Rieto Casita system. Admiral Hicken here. I've been home since Tucson School District went on spring break in mid-March. It's been nearly 2 months. I was a student teacher teaching AP World History, completing my graduate program with the University of Arizona. Then I was suddenly an online teacher. Now I'm here alone with two kittens. I've been sleeping in, taking long, lazy breakfasts while working. Currently, I'm working on my last class, now online, for the university, even though technically I did graduate last week during a digital commencement ceremony. I'm also finding any excuse to go into my backyard, feels like a million times a day. Excuses include checking my garden, making chirping noises at the cardinal pair that hang out in my backyard, or to just sit and look at the trees and breathe. Also, every night I watch hours of Netflix. I'm also processing a breakup. My boyfriend of 3 years and I broke up 2 days before this lockdown started. Total coincidence. He recently moved out, went back to Alaska, so I think about and write about that a lot. I've also started playing the guitar again, relearning some old songs and learning new ones. I have calluses on my fingers again. And occasionally, I'll go for a hike, trying to exercise, either biking or walking along the Rieto almost every day. Trying to be more healthy and vegan than I was before in my diet. Now that I have a lot more time for meal prep and recipe perusing, I'm doing pretty good at maintaining a consistent veg diet. It's nice. I'm trying to plot out meals far enough in advance to reduce my grocery store trips. Sometimes I reward myself with Taco Bell, Nico's, or Taquería Pueblito. And I've been making a lot of fruit and yogurt almond milk smoothies that are delicious. I'm feeling very isolated. I'm feeling like I'm annoying my cats, and they're annoying me. I'm feeling worried about whether or not I'll actually get to be with my students in the fall. My first year as a teacher may be from home. And I'm feeling a lot more relaxed than I was before all of this, much more rested. I'm grateful for having a comfortable home and healthy food and good friends and family that are only a phone call away. But I'm also feeling sad and bored and angry and scared and numb sometimes. I'm feeling a lot. It's a feelings roller coaster some days. And some days it's just really nice outside and I'm happy I live in Tucson. Signing off, Leslie.
Hey y'all, it's Fred here. Captain Frog 5-22-2020. Requesting to board the good ship Kixie. That's right, KCI. Hey, right now I'm staring at two pictures in front of me. One of them is of a painting of a man sitting in lotus position with six white light orbs representing the six chakras or energy centers. The final one is at the top of the head with the cosmic consciousness. The other picture is that of Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley. It's a caricature representing the so-called Million Dollar Quartet. I guess these two pictures represent my focus these days. One, my love of music, and two, my lifetime quest for spiritual growth. As many of you know, I'm living at St. Luke's, which is a non-religious assisted living quarters near the university. There's about 60 elders here, and I'm one of the youngest. But, you know, they take pretty good care of us. We get 3 squares a day. I play movies every night in the dining room. We're pretty much on lockdown. Have to wear a mask when we leave our room. We can go outside for fresh air, but that's about it. But, you know, hey, me, I have plenty to do here in the old Squid Cave during the day. Music, movies, meditation, the internet. Now, as most of you know, for my weekly show, we're playing reruns. And what I've been doing is choosing some of my favorite recent ones for your listening pleasure. But, you know, I do miss being live on the air. But, like old Jerry Lee says, we got to hang it in like Gunga Din, right? Anyhow, I love y'all. Stay tuned to the grooviest radio station this side of the River Nile, KXPI. Later, y'all.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. Thank you.
This is Sharon, Tucson denizen, expat of Reno, Nevada, and host DJ for KXCI's Saturday Morning Cafe. Captain's Log, stardate May 21st, 2020. Hey, I'm among the fortunate. Since some murky time around mid-March, I've been working from home, spending a lot of time with my 4-year-old son Weston, my dog Max, my cousin Estrella, and Desmond, her chihuahua, my father-in-law Ed, and my partner Tony. It's a full house, and in the context of this strange moment, we often joke about living in a compound, but that's not really the case at all. We still live in a community of people that we love and cherish and can't be proximate to. We wave and smile at the lovely folks walking through the neighborhood. Some are in masks, some not. Some walk with friends, and others walk alone. We patronize local businesses, delivery and pickup style. I call my parents, my colleagues, and to a lesser extent, sadly, my friends. I collect stationery, have for years, and a friend recently added to my collection with a few sheets and envelopes sent from the Hotel Marmont in Los Angeles. I think it's high time I started using it to connect with loved ones again, as opposed to just picking up the phone and keeping sheets of paper and stamps in a drawer. I'm finding that the grand reorganization of my house and yard I had planned isn't going, well, according to plan. There are robots to build with my son, a lot of robots. There's copy to write, a lot of life-changing, mind-expanding music to curate and listen to, people to care for at home and elsewhere, and there is a lot of work to do yet for KXCI. Sometimes we get fancy at home and cook together, a lot of tortillas. More often, we dine standing up and talking, chasing dogs and a young child around, pleading, siéntate niño, por favor. There are Zoom and Slack meetings that emphasize my eyes. Sorry, the bags beneath my eyes. There are late-night poetry readings alone with a book light, not as many as I'd like, and even more late-night readings about robots, a recent dream about a hummingbird, and as much news as I can deal with on any given day. My son misses his school friends, his grandparents, and Tony and I do our best to make the days as light as possible while talking to our son about the gravity of world events through a strong filter. I feel, strong but tethered and troubled. I'm also inspired and hopeful. History has shown us that happiness, it can be a situational thing, but joy springs from a deeper place. And if I ever find myself actually living in a compound, I know it will be a joyous one, where I'm connected with the people and the communities that I love. Finally, but most importantly, perhaps, to everyone leaving home to perform the work that's keeping us all safe and sustained, thank you. I appreciate your listening to my little diatribe. This is Sharon signing off on this Captain's Log, wishing you and yours joy and good health. Be well, Tucson, and friends beyond.
Captain's Log, Chiselle, stardate 5/30/2020. Social distancing as of late has been interesting for me, and not too much of a far cry from how my life was prior to the pandemic. But now, with isolation and the current restrictions we are facing, it stands out much more. I am most social with occasionally visiting my mother and my sister, but outside of that, I'm home mostly with myself, or grocery shopping, or running the occasional errand, or going stir crazy and trying to get out and get some sun, some vitamin D, some fresh air and oxygen into my lungs. Also, I have been managing the learning curve of the virtual world with other creatives through performance and communication. And I'm still learning. It is interesting. Very, very interesting. I am eating whatever it is I have here at the house, whatever I can creatively put together. Anything from smoothies in the morning or at night if I have a sweet tooth, to salads, stir fries, pastas, definite snacks in between, maybe some tortilla chips and some hummus, maybe even some chocolate chip cookies, whatever I feel like. But either way, I feel blessed that I have options and I have food to keep my belly full. As of late, I am feeling tired. I am feeling tired, overwhelmed, frustrated, sad, angry, and heavy at the burden of injustice that my community, the Black community, is currently and historically has faced at the hands of overt and systemic racism and white supremacy. I am feeling the pain and the loss of so many, more recently, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and the list goes on and on and on. I'm trying to balance how I myself can contribute to change so that we can at some point live in a place where we can feel comfortable existing. And it's wild that I have to say that in 2020. But it is a constant fight. I'm proud of those who are standing firm, who are using their voices and their bodies by any means necessary to be heard and to be felt in the name of change. All while trying to balance being isolated and trying to reach back to my natural self, which is to find the light in every situation. But it's pretty hard because things are a bit dark right now. So, constant seeking of balance. My current single is called Special Friend, which was produced by Percy Wells out of New Mexico. And it's basically just about my perspective of the complexities and many layers of friendships, connections, and relationships. And I'm really not quite sure why I wrote it. It just came to me. And I recently released a visual for it, and I really felt that it was appropriate in its timing, especially since we are social distance and can't really be close to people. But the song talks about that closeness and really makes you examine it in different ways and what you define as a special friend.
Into myself, gotta get all this love, fill my cup like nobody else. Yeah, that self-love is the realest, like the itis after a home-cooked meal. Lay back and feel this. You is loyal, you is kind. Go best friend, you one of a kind. You so special, you so fine. No ownership, I don't need to make you mine. Hold me down at the drop of a dime. It don't matter, cause today I got time. I got the kind of love to make you stop, press rewind. A special friend, well, that's hard to find. Now we ain't heard from each other for about a minute now. But if it's real, when we pick up, don't skip a beat. Why you ask? Cause when two people are grown, we don't guilt trip each other for building a life of our own. We show support and we give more than likes. We clap the loudest for our friends and celebrate their wins. When we check in, the intention is only genuine. We shift, we bend, my brethren and my sisters. You is loyal, you is kind. Go best friend, you one of a kind. You so special, you so fine. No ownership, I don't need to make you mine. Hold me down at the drop of a dime. It don't matter, cause today I got time. The kind of love to make you stop, let's rewind. A special friend, well, that's hard to find. Ella Mae said that you got her booed up. I'm running from the gotta lace my shoes up. Ooh, bruh. You say you wanna be my special friend. Well, can you be transparent? Can you not be problematic then? A special friend is someone I can be aligned with. Trying to heal themselves. Someone I can share my mind with. Maybe roll a flower, do some yoga after hours, and admire all the beauty in this melanated power. You is loyal, you is kind. Go best friend, you one of a kind. You so special, you so fine. No ownership, I don't need to make you mine. Hold me down at the drop of a dime. It don't matter, cause today I got time. The kind of love to make you stop, let's rewind. A special friend, well, that's hard to find.
That's hard to find, hard to find. Yeah, a special friend, well, that's hard.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of quarantine and social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me today. We'd really like to hear from you. How are you doing right now? We want to know. Do you have a story to share? We want to hear it. To submit a log, email me at amya@kxci.org. That's amya@kxci.org. Thank you to Admiral Hicken, KXCI DJs Kid Squid and Sharon Taylor, and local artist Chazelle for sharing your life on today's program, sending good thoughts your way. As for music played today, you just heard Chazelle's new single, Special Friend, as well as music from Ben Scott and Krista Mitchell and Sigur Rós. You can find our complete playlist at kxci.org. I'm Amy A. signing off, reminding you that many people are in pain and hurting right now and need our support and love.
Live long and prosper.